What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Oh, that's a woodpecker.
Okay. And how about an insect that jumps around in dry grass? It can hop, big hops.
Oh, grasshopper?
Yes. And what do you call an old, dilapidated old house that some people say spirits might live in?
I just said it's an old, dilapidated house. That's all I could
say. Well, if ghosts are supposed to live in it,
I don't believe them, they will say.
A lot of people talk about it, even if they don't believe
yeah.
in it.
I just think it's them. I don't think it's the house.
What might they call it?
They call it old ghost house. I guess that's an old haunted house.
Yeah. What would they say lived in it?
I don't know. I'm saying that's what they know. They say there's a ghost in that house. That house is haunted.
Okay. Do you have a name for general things that are supposed to bring people bad luck?
Nothing but general deeds.
That's true. Have you ever heard people use a word for people who are supposed to bring bad luck? You might say, oh, he's a...
No. I don't really hear nobody saying nothing about nobody bringing a bad luck.
Okay. In some parts of the state, they call him a jinx or a Jonah or something like that.
Well, yes, yeah, sometimes people say, oh, that's so-and-so, he's jinx, he got me. Put jinx on you, something like that. But I don't ever believe in nothing like that because I don't use it because I don't believe in it.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Oh, I call that child a gentleman child.
Okay. And what do you call the place where a person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Cemetery.
Okay, but before he gets to the cemetery,
he got to go to a funeral home.
Okay, and what's the box that they put the body in?
Casket.
Okay, and let's see, what do you call flowing water like a river, only it's smaller than a river?
Well, they call them ponds.
Okay.
And canals, things like that.
Okay, how about a creek or branch or stream?
Everything on the string, you can call it most anything.
Okay. Do you use different words to describe the different sizes?
Yeah, if it's a small one, we call it a branch. If it's larger, we call it a creek. And if it's still larger, we call it a pond. And if it's larger than that, we call it a river.
Okay. let's see. Do you have a name for the flat, grassy country down by the seacoast? Where there's lots of grass?
I don't know about that. I've never been out.
Kind of far away.
Yeah.
What do you call the straps that a man wears over his shoulders to hold
suspenders?
Do you remember another word for that?
Galluses.
Was that an older one?
Yes, the old one. That's an old man. He says he got on galluses. I didn't even know what that galluses was until come to find out they meant suspenders. And that's what you find in, you know, now they call them suspenders.
What do you call unthickened gravy that you make by just adding water to ham grease?
I don't know. I call that just straight water. You know, if I have to tell you, one time when I was a little girl, my sister's older sister, I have two older sisters, they're twins, and one of them, she did all the cooking most of the other, and she seemed to be younger than the other one was, but although they were the same age, they were twins. And my sister, she liked fried meat with gravy. And she loved that gravy and cornbread. She just loved that. And my baby brother, we was sitting at the table eating, and he took the bowl and put him some gravy in his plate. And he looked at it and he says, oh my God, says, I just as soon took my bread in the whole river.
Oh, thank you.
Is the soft old gravy. But I don't like nobody's gravy. I don't care about gravy.
Have you ever heard it called red-eye gravy or brown gravy? Or
well, yes, they call them ham gravy. You know that the sugar cured. I've heard them call that red gravy. Brown
but that's
gravy.
Just if it's sugar cured.
Well, yeah.
What do you call the liquid that you burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
And do you have a name for a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Cottonwood ruler.
Oh, okay. And what do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
Well, some of them call it grass gold. Some call it athletic foot.
Have you ever heard it called anything like toe-itch or ground-itch?
Yeah, but I don't think it was.
Okay. And what are some names for homemade whipping?